Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Okay, that seems to work from my side. I'm just looking. Okay. Good for you?
Yeah, all good.
Okay, perfect. So today I'm very happy to be chatting with Claire Bernays from Cognac Marette. How are you today, Claire?
Hi, Taylor. I'm great. Thanks, you. What about you?
All good. Thanks. Always nice to speak with you. So for our listeners, can you tell us who you are and what you do at Cognac Marette?
Okay, so my name is Claire Bernays. So I'm pretty sure you already know this family last name because we are also the owner of Cognac Cugnet. So my job at both Cognac Cugnet and Cognac Marette, I'm part of the communication team. Basically, I'm the whole team. And also I'm part of the sales team. So I have some different markets, especially the US markets. And I'm also in charge of buying some of the eau de vie and cognac and choosing the cognac with my father.
Very good. So I'll have some general questions about Marette in just a second, but can you tell us what cognac we are tasting today?
Okay, so today we are tasting, it's really an exclusivity for Cognac Expert. It's a Sauvignon 1995 Marette, and it's a 20 years old. So we didn't put the vintage on it, but that will just be a 20 years old. But basically, it's like a vintage.
Fantastic. Okay, I'll have plenty of questions about that later on. So can you tell us a little bit of history about the Marette name, please?
Yes, sure. So actually, the Marette brand was made in 1822, so it's quite old, by Pierre-Philippe Marette. So actually, the guy was a British Army veteran and fought on the French soil. And before 1822, he was captured and imprisoned in Cognac. It was in like 1790s, something like that. And while he was in prison, he fell ill. And because he had no treatment while in the prison, the prison administration allowed Mr. Marette to stay with Mr. Martel, so the brother Martel. And they said, okay, we'll take care of him and he will not escape, but we will really take care of him and care for him. And so he stayed with the Martel family and he was introduced to the world of cognac. And after that, you know, he settled in a region, he didn't come back to England, but he settled in a region and he married the daughter of an important local family. It was Marie Morissette Rambeau de Marais. Very complicated name, yeah.
Wow.
And actually, you know, I did some research. I'm not 100% sure, but I think that the logo Marette with like kind of a lion. And I found the coat of arms of this Marie Morissette, and I'm pretty sure he took it from the coat of arms. So it's quite fun. You can see it on the website. So yeah, and in 1822, he established his trading house. So Marette, that's why it's called Marette. And yeah, he began to trade cognac and mostly also abroad, especially because he had a lot of contacts in England.
Of course. Okay. And is this a brand that, well, of course it existed some time ago, but there was a period of silence from this brand that you are now reviving. Is that a correct understanding?
Yeah. So 1822 to right now, you know, it's quite a long period. And actually, you know, it passed from the father to the son, and then the company was bought during this time of year. And then what happened is in 1986, the Marette brand was in the portfolio and had it was also with the De La Roche and other brands. And my grandfather bought the whole portfolio, so in 1986. And so Marette had already clients all over the world, you know, in the US, in Japan, Luxembourg, Europe. So, but then what happened is in the 90s, like you all know, there were like a big crisis in cognac. And that's when the brand Mahat really stopped for us because, you know, we lost some client. It was more complicated. So we just stopped doing some cognac, some Mahat cognac. So that's why you can find maybe older cognac or even older, old advertising on the internet. But then, you know, it was like a quite long period of silence. And it's funny because 1822 and it's in 2022 that we decided to, so yeah, 200 years after, to say, okay, let's do a fresh start with the Mahat brand because it has history with a lot of old papers and history. And we thought, you know, it will make sense.
Fantastic. Okay. And okay, so there are close links to Prunier. Obviously, it's the same family. But can you explain the differences between the Mahat range and the Prunier range? And the differences could be philosophically, they could be style, they can be ABV, anything about the differences.
Yeah, so obviously we have Cognac Prunier, you know, the main brand. And then the idea with Mahat was to do something different, maybe more modern, accessible, like maybe a bit younger also. We did some dinner already with some clients, like food pairing and cocktails. Actually, it goes very well together. So really a different style than Prunier, which will be Prunier more traditional also. And it's like more same thing with packaging. You know, we have a nice packaging, but like quite simple. And it's more like, it's not about how you look, but more what's inside. And so, yeah, from BSB, XO, and the Great Cognac, and more approachable. Same thing with the 20 years old, but we'll talk more about this later, I think. But as you all know, Prunier is for the vintages, it's like natural ABV, you know, cask strength. And for Mahat, we decided to make it a bit more approachable. So this one is 49%, still quite high, but, you know, smoother and yeah, more approachable for people who are not used to it.
Fantastic. Okay. And so just to make sure I heard correctly, the range of Mahat will be VS, VSOP, XO, and then this really small release of 20 year, correct?
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea, I mean, for now. So like normal range and 20 years old. Actually, we are doing a bottling only for Cognac Expert for 100 bottles. And yeah, that's the idea for now, for the launch.
Okay, sounds good. So you said for this 20-year Cognac, it's a Fambois 1995, correct?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, and bottled at 48 or 49% alcohol?
49%, yeah. Okay, yeah, so it's still in cask, actually.
Okay, great. And can you say where in the Fambois crew it comes from? I know that might be an impossible question.
So yeah, actually it's coming from Saint-Sever. So it's not so far north from the Bordeaux region. So it's 100% coming from this because it's just one cask, huh, to be honest. And it's, again, double distillation, what a surprise, with ease. In 25 hectoliters pot still alembic, so like quite classical, to be honest. And yeah, it's still aging in our cellar in Chimbo, so it's the same cellar than Cognac Prunier, and it's a great cellar because you have a natural agrometry, and because you have the river next to it, and it's old cellars, so you have natural humidity in the cellar.
Right. And so this question probably applies to Mahat and Prunier. You have partnerships, long-time partnerships with vignerons all around the region. Can you maybe explain a little bit of what it's like working with these same families and these same vignerons year after year and what the relationships are like?
So actually, it's great. I was talking to, you know, part of my family about this yesterday, and I think it's great to be able to work with different winemakers, different distillers, and to see different points of view also. And we are not saying, okay, you should make the distillation like this. It's more about talking to each other and saying, okay, you know your pot still, and you know your terroir, you know what's gonna be. So, you know, we have to find together a way to make the best cognac. And it's great because we have this kind of winemaker a long-term relationship, and usually it's a family also. So now the next generation, you know, is talking to me, so it's just great. And they are really happy also after to say, okay, my cognac is, you know, this blend or just in this vintage cognac. So it's really great to be working like that, and it allows us to have different terroirs to be able to blend or just to make one. And I will say with Marit, it's also interesting because we are searching for something different, a different style, a bit more modern, like I say, maybe, you know, lighter, more fruity. And so it's great. It's a new challenge also for them.
Great. And how often do you visit these winemakers, either during the winemaking season or during distillation season?
So I wish I could do it more often, but yeah, I arrived in the company a year and a half ago, so I saw most of them. In some cases, I've been there like maybe twice, but unfortunately, I'm not doing this all days. I will say I will go often, and then we get my father also. He's doing a lot, and we've got also another member of the Pouligny company, Pierre, which is also doing great work with them. But to be honest, it's, for me, from my point of view, I would like to go there more often, because that every time it's not work. It's just you know, a good time and good chat and good tasting. So yeah.
And do you ever get presented with new eau de vie or new wine from vigneron that you've never worked with before? And if so, what is the process like to potentially bring in a new vigneron or distiller?
So yeah, we have the case. It depends. Sometimes it's because someone talked to them about cognac cognac. So they are just, you know, calling us and saying, okay, I got some samples. Can I make it try? Or do you want to come to see me and to try some, to do a barrel tasting or to see the distillation? So really it depends, you know, it can be in different ways. So yeah, we are always open, and it's always super interesting to meet new people, new ways of thinking, and to try sort of eau de vie. And then it depends on what we can do, what we want to do. And also the most important, I would say, is the quality of the cognac, but also the people, because it's really important for us to have a long-term relationship with them. And okay, we are making business, but for me, it's more important to have these links, because when I will go in market and when I will speak about my cognac, I will speak also about the producer. And it's super important to know them and to know their way of thinking and the tell.
Sounds good. Now, Prunier has a 20-year cognac, and now Marit has a 20-year cognac. Of course, there's already a big difference in ABV, so that's one huge difference. Can you comment on any other differences between the two 20-year cognacs?
So our 20-year Pouligny right now, it's still a Savoie also, but it's a blend, and it's 40% ABV. The next one will be released in 2024, and that will be a Grand Champagne, and it will be a bit higher on ABV, but not 49%. I will say that the 20-year-old Marit is really like in the middle between 20-year-old Pouligny and also the vintages, because you've got a higher ABV, but not as high as the vintages also. We chose this one because we thought it was a bit different maybe for the one we are putting in bottle for Pouligny. So that's why we decided to do it for Marit. And we say, okay, this one could be interesting maybe for a blend for Pouligny, but not on its own, because different style. I will say that this one, the 95 Savoie, is like very expressive. Actually, I bought it right here with me.
Perfect.
And It's like you got a great freshness. It's a lot of fruit, drying fruit, apricots, you know. It's very expressive, but refined. It's not, you know, too much. Not a lot of wood. And then what is really interesting is on the mouth, you got a natural sweetness. So even if it's 49%, you don't really feel it, I mean, in my opinion. And yeah, it's also precise and very fine on the mouth. And good fruity aftertaste also. But again, you know, it's like, okay, for us, we have two wines, like Prigny and Mahet. And when we try the different cognac, we say, okay, this one could be nice for Prigny, this one could be nice for Mahet. And then it's just...
They have different identities, different yes. DNAs. Okay. So to be clear, the Mahet 20-year is a single vintage, single Bonnechauff eau de vie, whereas the Prigny, it's a blend, a single barrel. Okay. Whereas the Prigny is a blend of multiple Fambois right now, and then it'll change to something else, to Grand Champagne.
Yeah, we always did this with the Prigny. It's like a batch, you know, a small batch, and then we change to another one. We did the first 20 years old in 1987, so always in that.
Okay, great. And for this Mahet 20-year, the 1995, do you know what kind of oak barrel it stayed in throughout its maturation? And second question, do you know how much time it spent in new oak?
So, yes, it was for the first year, it was in new oak. And then it was in old oak. We are not a big fan for Prigny or for Mahet to a long, you know, time in new oak, especially when you want to age the cognac for a long time. So a bit of new oak, and then it was in old oak. And then just, like I said, it's still in oak, so just, you know, sleeping in the cellars.
Perfect. Okay. And the cellar, you mentioned a little bit about the cellar a second ago. This is a humid cellar, is that correct?
Yeah, it's a humid cellar. It's a humid cellar because you got the river really next to it, and it's an old cellar where you got, you know, the stones. It's not like concrete cellar. So it's really a humid one. It's very important for us.
Okay, great. And I suppose there are no additives like sugar or coloring in such a cognac.
No, nothing like this. The only thing that we put is just this to the water to put the Grigny at 49%, but that's it. Nothing else. The color is natural, and it's actually a great color. So still, okay, that's maybe something that we'll have at Prigny and Mahet. We like something pure, and I mean, that's not Prigny or Mahet, it's the family dryness type of Prigny.
Of course, okay. And I mean, this is maybe a little bit of a general question, but have you noticed any trends or any difference in consumer behavior in their preference for this like pure cognac with no color, no sugar? Because I know this is something that you do. You don't color your cognac. You don't put sugar in. And have you noticed that customers want that more and more?
I will say it depends on the customers. It depends also on the market, because on some markets, obviously, if you have a light color, people will say, okay, what is this? They need like a strong color and, you know, like sugary taste. But we are not like other brands. And what is really important for us is to do something that we believe in and that we like. So that's the thing we like, actually. And we had good feedback about this. We would like to do less and less sugar or, you know, additive for the colors, especially on young cognac. So it's also research we are doing with our partners, our distillers, because we need to find out ways, you know, to have this natural sweetness and also for the colors to sit with the barrels. So it's super interesting. But I think consumers, you have a lot of more and more consumers coming from the whiskey, for example, the consummation. And I remember when I was working at the old house in Cognac in 2017, I had like people just drinking whiskey, and they said, oh, I don't like cognac because it's too sugary. And I was like, okay, you have to try the 20 years old. And then they say, oh, it's nice. Is that Clinique? So I will say sometimes you have, bad, representation of the cognac for some consumers because they think cognac is too sugary because they almost try like VSOPs that can be sometimes too sugary. And I think when will people want to try this kind of cognac? So we are here to present them.
Perfect. Now, okay, so we know about the 20-year, and we know that a new range or a range is coming for Maret. Can you maybe say a few words quickly about the VS, VSOP, and XO, just so that we know everything that there is to know about the Maret range?
Yeah, sure. So VS will be around 3 years old. I mean, like young cognac, fresh cognac. What is interesting is that, again, it's more on the food side. And I tried this. Like I said, we did a dinner with the pairing for VS, VSOP, and XO. And usually, VS in cognac, we don't try it on its own. So it's more like with cocktails also. So actually, we did a cocktail before, and then we just drink it like that, pure. And I was really amazed because it was with a crab salad, and it was kind of amazing, this fruit. So I think it's a very nice VS. VSOP, it's blend. Both are blends of framboise, bourbon, to give also this fruitiness. Look on champagne, because on a young cognac, will not give, this light and this something maybe fresh that you need when it's a young cognac. So you got also a bit of petit champagne inside, both in the VS and the VSOP. The VSOP is around 5 years old, more or less, in average. Same thing, it's more in this kind of style. And then you got the XO. The XO is around 15 years old, 15, and you got older also. And this one is also a blend. You got the grand champagne, petit champagne, and also some framboise and bourbon. So you did both. You will have dinner with the champagne, older champagne, so give more structure to the eau de vie and longer to taste. And then we'll have also the fruit and lightness coming from the framboise and bourbon region.
Okay, fantastic. Now, last question, just because the holidays are almost here and we're all going to have big meals and whatnot. What typically is on the menu at the Bernese household for holiday meals? How many courses and what kind of cognacs do you enjoy during holiday meals?
Oh my God, it's a complicated question.
I've got them all today. I've got them all today.
I can see that. I will say it depends. We love oysters, so that would be oysters in to begin. And actually, I love like young cognac, but like super fresh. You put on the freezer, and I think it's really great with the oysters.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that, or also we can have champagne.
Classic.
Not contraband, but champagne. Then, it really depends. Myself, I'm a big fan of like crab salad and all this kind of thing, like, the fish parts. But my sister Alice, she doesn't like fish. So it's always complicated. To be honest, we don't have like a meal prepared. It's really depending. And, I will say that for the main course, we'll have Burgundy wines. Because, we are a big fan of Burgundy wines, and we worked there for a long time, my father and I. So, for us, it's very important. Actually, for the cheese, what is really surprising is you have to try the 20 years old, the Cuvée 20 years old, with blue cheese. Mm. It's really, I think I already told you that, but it's really amazing when you get both together. And it's a very nice pairing. And for the desserts, that will be cognac. And the only time that we go in the cellar with my father is at Christmas time. And we say, okay, maybe let's try like a very old cognac that we never, try or drink. So we go there and we take a pipette and we we just bring back a small sample of cognac and just enjoy it. So then it's always depending on the mood and what we feel like having during the evening.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, this is great. Thank you so much. I'm very happy to have this Marette 20 year in the calendar. I'm very happy to see Marette become available very soon. So that's exciting. And I wish you very happy holidays. Thanks for your time. Thanks for answering my questions. And thank you. Bonne fête.
Merci. Thank you, Taylor. And thank you, everyone. I hope you'll enjoy it. And bonne fête.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac.